Hello again, music lovers. This is Jerry Osborne with some classy tunes from the best 50 years of the 20th century. We call it the class of 19, any time of any year, from the 40s to the 80s. If you're doing a little time traveling and you end up in 1979, then you're bound to hear something by the Bee Gees. And Tragedy is a great example of some of the music they gave us back then. Now on KPTZ, the wonderful ABBA. And look into those angel eyes. From Sweden, they turned out to be one of the top-selling groups of all time in the recording industry, Angel Eyes, and that's just one of the reasons why they were so popular. Next, from our little home here in Port Townsend and KPTZ, we head on down the coast and listen to a Los Angeles group that had one of the biggest hits of 79, and though they did have a couple of follow-up hits, none were anywhere near as successful as My Sharona, and they called themselves The Knack. We'll be right back.
They are the Knack, and they certainly had a knack for getting the crowd out on the dance floor around the country in 1979 with My Sharona. By the way, while the song was playing, I decided to count how many times they say My Sharona, because it seemed like a lot. And I was right, it was. It was 16 times we heard the words My Sharona in that song. So here we are again, another Wednesday night, letting those time travel and turntables of ours take us back into one of the five best decades of the 20th century. And I suppose it's time we slowed the pace down a bit, and the perfect pair to do that would be Peaches and Herb. And I know you'll enjoy slow dancing to Reunited.
This one is it. I won't let one day go by without holding you, without kissing you, without loving you.
Just like all the music we have for you tonight, another song from the top 100 hits of 1979, Peaches and Herb, and a little reunification, all right here on KPTZ in lovely Port Townsend, 91.9 on that FM dial. Now something from what I guess we could call the Did You Know category. In 1977, a band from Pennsylvania had a couple of charted hits, and they went under the name of Q, and that was the name of their group. As such, they became the first charted artist ever to have a one-letter name, whether it be one person or a group. So then 2 years later, it happened again. This time, the letter chosen was M, and it was a fellow by the name of Robin Scott from Britain, and the number one song that year for M turned out to be pop music. Looking on the bright side of having a one-letter name for your band or group name, it would probably never be misspelled. And for those of you that are trying to write down everything I say tonight, pop music is spelled M-U-Z-I-K, and K-P-T-Z is spelled K-P-T-Z. Now, as I recall, not too long ago, Washington legalized Doobie Brothers. Outstanding recording, and certainly one of the biggest for the Doobies, What a Fool Believes. And I really do believe that there's not another show like this anywhere, at least not that I know of, where we feature the class of a certain year or theme. Next week, we jump 10 years ahead from 79 to 89. And in terms of bookends, that's the high end of the period that we cover with this show. So next week, the class of 89. Now we have Blondie on the scene, and she has a love that once was a gas, and she'll tell you the rest.
Just try.
Deborah Harry as Blondie and Dagwood as himself, and not only her first hit, but one that had the good fortune to go all the way to number one in the country, and that makes for a darn good debut. I'm sure at one time or another you've heard disc jockeys refer to hits of the past as being gold or golden. Well, in this case, we have Gold in the Form of Gold by John Stewart. One-time lead singer of the Kingston Trio, that's John Stewart, and the tune is titled Gold. Now, Robert John, a fellow with two first names, and his very memorable hit from the class of 79, it's Sad Eyes.
Sad
Robert John is his name, and the song is Sad Eyes. Sounds a little like something the Four Seasons might have done back in the 60s. But like everything else tonight, it's from the class of 79, right here on KPTZ, riding that radio beam from Port Townsend, Washington, where I love to be. Now it's time for everyone to bone up on their survival skills. You never know when you might need to outwit, outplay, and outlast the competition.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. And saw your back from out of space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go, walk out the door. Just turn around now, 'cause you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye? You think I'd crumble? You think I'd lay down and die? Oh, no, not I. I will survive. Oh, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. And I'll survive. I will survive.
Good for you, Gloria Gaynor, making the transition from terrified and petrified to surviving. And you're getting it all right here tonight on KPTZ with your good buddy Jerry Osborne at the controls. And try as you might, you can't change that.
I'll always love you. I promise to always love you. 'Cause I think the whole world of you. And you can't change that. No, no.
There's nothing you can do or say. I thought about this for many a day. And my mind's made up to feel this way. And you can't change that.
'Cause you're the only one I love. And you can't change that. You're the only one.
Change that.
You're the only one I need.
address too. But you can't stop me from loving you. No, you can't change that. No, no.
You can change the color of your hair, and you can change the clothes you wear, but you'll never change the way I can. No, you can't change that.
Cause you're the only one I love, and you can't change that.
You're the one I love.
You're the only one I need, and you can't change that.
Another one of the top songs of 1979, You Can't Change That, by the group called Radio, featuring Ray Parker Jr. And they had a number of hits after that, too. As you know, the second half of the 70s was the disco era, and we have played a few songs tonight from that genre. And I know at times when people have asked, what is your favorite disco song, I go back and forth between Alicia Bridges' and I Love the Nightlife and this one by Patrick Hernandez. He was born to be alive, and it really cooks.
Yes, we were born. Born to be alive.
Mr. Patrick Hernandez, and he was definitely one and done, but that one was a biggie, and it was Disco Dynamite, Born to be Alive is the title. And if the clock on the wall is to be believed, and it probably is, it's about time for us to wrap it up for another week. We will return next Wednesday with the class of 89, so we're getting about as current as we ever get in this show. So we'll depart with another ABBA song. This is the amazingly infectious Chiquitita. How many times have you asked yourself that question?
Chiquitita, tell me what's wrong. You're in shame by your own sorrow. No hope for tomorrow. How I hate to see you like this. There is no way you can deny it. I can see that you're all so sad, so quiet. Chiquitita, tell me the truth. I'm a shoulder you can cry on. Your best friend, I'm the one you must rely on. You were always sure of yourself. Now I see you broken and pleasant. I hope we can patch it up together. Chiquitita, you and I.
The sun is still in the sky. eclectic. It's a musical scene. KPTZ rides a radio beam 24/7 in the city of dreams.
Oh! Well, friends, that's going to do it to it for another trip down memory lane. Be sure to join us next time when we bring you another year and another class of great tunes. So I'll see you then, and we'll talk again.